a studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. Texas Tech is now 17-0 on the season when they hold their opponent to 67 points or less. West Virginia didn't sniff 67. They could have played another 8 minutes. Might not have got to 67. They got to 51. And Texas Tech outscored the Mountaineers by 19 in the second half to win today by 22. And the easiest way to explain this is to look at the best players on each team, JT Toppin and Javon Small. JT Toppin struggled in the first half, and then he came alive in the second half, and he finished with 22 points. Javon struggled in the first half, and then he struggled in the second half. It was not Javon's best performance. And that's the story of the game. One best player started rough and turned it around. The other one started rough and finished rough. And I mentioned it briefly in the last episode. For WBU to compete, you need Texas Tech to help you. And they did early. Even before the game, they had a starter in a boot. So one guy down on a team that doesn't play a lot of guys. All right. And then Texas Tech came out ice cold, and West Virginia had a 9-point lead at one point. And then Texas Tech changed all that. And it's easier to do at home, right? And the second half, it wasn't close at any point. And so you needed help from Texas Tech. You got it for a little bit, but not long enough. Then you need a big game from your best player and Javon Small, who West Virginia is in the conversation for the NCAA tournament because of the play of Javon Small. He's allowed to have a stinker. He hasn't had a ton of those this year. This was a stinker for him. Got in foul trouble in the first half. Wasn't able to hit from outside. He got a 3-point late. But you could see, all right, the jump shot isn't working. So you've got a height advantage on the guy that's guarding you. Take him inside. And it's just not, Javon didn't have that either. Just didn't have it today. Somehow got the double-digit scoring. I don't know how. But he did. And Javon Small, is he injured? He's not injured enough to not play. Every time he hits the floor, you think he's going to stay down. You know, his elbow, that first foul, he went to the foul line. He's working his arm out. He was step thumping in the last game. Seems like lots of nagging injuries that are building up, but he's out there gutting it out. And I think he can still do that and be good at basketball. It just wasn't happening today. And at Jerry West Day, at that point of the season, 17 games in, Javon was averaging almost 20 points a game. Since, and West Virginia was 13-4 and ranked. Since then, Javon has averaged over 15 points a game. So a 5-point drop per game. And some of that is good in that other guys have been scoring, but some of it is Javon has went from Superman to very good, like a regular hero, not superhero, just hero status. And hero's really good. For this team to get to the NCAA tournament, he's got to get the cape back. He's got to figure it out. You got to shovel the kryptonite away and find a way to get that cape back on. But it hasn't been there. And since he's averaged over 15 points a game, West Virginia's 3-7 in their last 10. So let's keep an eye on how strong Javon can finish the season. And we'll know. The last four games, how West Virginia does in those last four games, you should not have to watch the team. You can just look at the four box scores and you can say West Virginia did what they needed to do to make the tournament, or they didn't. I really think you can just hone in on Javon's numbers to get a good feel for how this season is going to finish up. The other thing you need to hang in with Texas Tech on the road is you got to have a role player step up and have a great game besides Amani. And Texas Tech had one. They had a starter out, so a freshman started, and he had a career-high scoring. He was unconscious in the second half. Today, no other player besides Amani and Javon scored more than 6 points. And that's not a recipe for winning. I mentioned that 17-0 when you got to get to 67 to give yourself a chance. And Texas Tech has won games when their opponent has won 67. But they've won all of them if the team doesn't score 67 points. And again, West Virginia didn't sniff that. At Toby, after a real good stretch, this is the second game in a row where kind of invisible offensively. Him and Joe were combined 2-for-11 from the field. JP was quiet on the road. You needed threes to fall. That's another recipe for hanging in this game. And they 6-for-27. No guy made more than two. And that was Amani. That was your five. Had the most made three-pointers in the game. So, and is it the worst thing in the world to lose against a top 10 team on the road? It is not. Like, West Virginia could be a top 10 team. And that is tough sledding on the road against a top 10 team. And Texas Tech is that good. Again, not to belabor the point, Houston Cougars, who only have one Big 12 loss, it's to Texas Tech, and it was in Houston. So that's, now you watch the first 8 minutes of the game, you say, that's a top 10 team. Then you watch the next 30 minutes and you say, okay, I see it. I get it. Well coached, good defense. And when they're in a group, they just can make shots. They did really well in the portal. They brought guys back from last season. There were positives. And by there were positives, I think there were two positives. One of which was Amani is still in a groove. Great first half. Quiet in the second half, but he has his second double-double in a row, 14 points, 11 rebounds. I love aggressive Amani, confident Amani. I argued that's West Virginia's their best when Amani is your number two guy. Unfortunately, today, he was the number one guy, and your number one guy, Amani, was quiet in the second half. And the other positive is Javon got to sit a little bit. He only played, 33 minutes? That's low for Javon, and he needs it. And you hate to have him rest. You want him to rest in a blowout win. Blowout loss, he was in the game under 4 minutes. I wanted him out of the game. Once Texas Tech built the lead and you knew it wasn't West Virginia's day, get him out of there. Get him rest. Get him to exit row on the plane back to West Virginia. That's the last Texas trip. Big trip to Utah is the only one remaining before the trip to Kansas City. But good to see Amani keep it up. Got to have some other guys step up in these last four games. And they're on the bubble. Unchanged status. They're going to remain on the bubble until the end of the season, unless it goes all the way south. Then you fall off the bubble. I guess another option is you can completely take yourself off the bubble by winning the last four. I don't think that's going to happen either. So I don't think they're going to go 4-0. I don't think they're going to go 0-4. The other three options are totally in play. 1-3 is not good enough. 2-2 is right at the top of the bubble. 3-1, maybe you've taken yourself. You're like at the base. You got 1 foot on the bubble, 1 foot on solid ground. But that's it. We're here. 4 games left in the regular season. Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. First round bye is slipping away, but still in the cards for that. And then let's say they have to play in the first round for for NCAA tournament purposes, you can't have on your resume that you were like a 12 seed in a 16-team league. It just, the optics of that, it's just something somebody can say in a room where you don't know if any allegiances to the Big 12 in West Virginia there are. You just don't want somebody saying in that room, are we sure that the 12 seed in the Big 12 tournament is an NCAA tournament team? Are we saying, let's say they're the last four in, that's an 11th seed in the NCAA tournament, and they're a lower seed in just their own conference? And if they fool around, right now they can be anywhere from 9th to 11th. And the lower that number is, the less it's going to come up in the committee room, right? But you get to 12, that's a problem. And to avoid that, you gotta win games, plural. And it would be great to sneak a road win. That's going to be very difficult in Utah. I mean, but you've got two games in Morgantown. We'll talk about the next one right now.
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia. All sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is Tuesday, back home in the Coliseum, CBS Sports Network. The rare 9 p.m. start, so a 9 p.m. Tuesday game at home, and West Virginia will play the TCU Horned Frogs. This is West Virginia's second must-win game of the season. So far, they're 1-0, which is good. But that's the thing about must-win games, is that for the most part, you got to be undefeated in must-win games, or they're not a must-win game. I'm a little flexible on my must-win. It makes sense in my head. But this for sure is a must-win game. As we all remember, West Virginia lost to TCU by 5 on that frog skin court, that cursed frog skin court. So this is a revenge game. TCU was plus 18 from the free throw line in that game. That cannot happen again. Big free throw disparity again today. We went back to that. So can't have that happen. Can't have Javon Small in foul trouble in the first half. On paper, I'm giving you paper stats here. TCU, not a good road team. They have two Big 12 road wins of the on the season, and they're plus seven in those two wins, one of which was a late second corner three to beat Baylor at Baylor. Their other win in Tempe at Arizona State. So they're plus seven in their two road wins. In their six conference road losses, they're minus 111 points. Paper stat, they're minus 111 in their road losses. That's an average of 18.5 points per loss. And all they need to do Tuesday is lose by one. West Virginia needs to have one more point than TCU. But on average, when they've lost on the road, they've lost by 18.5 points. West Virginia against Cincinnati got the weekday loss monkey off of their back. They've got another monkey on the back. And it's a smaller monkey, but a monkey nevertheless. And this monkey is the 9 p.m. home game monkey. Because there's only been one, and it was the Arizona State game. And as we all remember, West Virginia could have been a flu game, might have been a flu game, but that went poorly. And in the NCAA tournament resume for West Virginia, that's in the bad loss column for sure. Home loss to Arizona State has turned out to be a bad loss. And so if West Virginia loses this must-win game, obviously that's a problem, but to kind of spell it out, let's say West Virginia actually has a paper tournament resume. The buzzer sounds Tuesday night at 11-something p.m., and West Virginia has less points than TCU, then picture that physical copy of WVU's NCAA tournament resume. Picture it going into a paper shredder. All right? Now, this paper shredder is really slow. But if they lose Tuesday night, the resume is in the shredder. But it's going so slowly that the paper ribbons, like the torn parts of paper, the shredded part, is only in the bottom margin. And in theory, West Virginia could yank that piece of paper, that tournament resume, out of the paper shredder by winning their last three games, two games in Utah and senior night. But you and I both know that's not likely. So that's why it's a must win. You got a tournament resume. You need to present it to the committee as a full sheet of paper. You turn that in and it's got ribbons at the bottom, like the bottom margin has been ripped up, but you still throw it on the committee's desk with a stack of other pristine resumes. Some has used AI, some have used different noticeable fonts. The newest way to kind of compartmentalize and to show the best way, the other team's best attributes, you're going to get great presentation from everybody. And if West Virginia loses on Tuesday, they're throwing a tore up piece of paper. They might as well write at the top of their tournament resume, dog started to eat my resume. Or I think you could just be honest and threw this in the paper shredder and then yanked it out. Because you don't get to start a tournament resume over. You want a clean resume. And yeah, it's going to have some warts on it. You got to put everything on there. You just don't submit a resume that's been in a paper shredder. That's what's at stake Tuesday night at 9 p.m. And buckle up, because West Virginia goes to Utah. I believe there's a 10 p.m. game Saturday, March 1st against BYU. So get ready. 9 p.m. is a precursor to the 10 p.m. game that's coming. The game in Salt Lake City is 9. So this is the night owl stretch of the schedule. 9 p., 10 p., 9 p., finish on senior night at 5 p. So I don't know what West Virginia's got to do, stay up a little bit later, get their naps right, whatever they got to do, because we're going into dark mode. The phone's going into dark mode. I'm just throwing imagery left and right. Just win the game. Win the game Tuesday night. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Don't lose a must-win game. Listen on all the platforms. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 16 wins and they have 11 losses.